At Stern, our focus now to movie making and to the tax breaks that provide incentives for film production. Those tax breaks used to be available in nearly every state, but a recent survey by the National Conference of State Legislatures found that 13 states scrapped them in recent years. They said there wasn't enough of an economic benefit. In Ohio, though, it's a different story. There's talk of increasing film incentives, and local schools are even taking steps to build up the region's film production workforce. Adrian Ma from WCPN IdeaStream explains.
19-year-old Tyra Cheney loves movies. Like, really loves them.
I love the dialogue. I love the production. I love every single thing about it.
She says she's read over a dozen books about movie making and hopes to work in the industry someday. But she's never actually worked on a movie set until now. Cheney is running down the halls of Cuyahoga Community College just outside Cleveland. A short film is being shot there as part of a 5-week crash course in production. And the goal is to expose students to the essential, if less glamorous, aspects of movie making, like lighting and sound recording. Today, Cheney's in charge of managing props. And she's just realized that one of the key items for the next scene is not on set.
Okay, I've made a slight faux pas, but it's okay. I just have to keep running.
The class isn't just about helping students get a foot on the showbiz ladder, though. It's also aimed at addressing a weak spot in the city's production economy. David Wayne is a writer-director based in L.A., but he's originally from Ohio.
There's a certain minimum standard of training and skill level that crew people need to have in order to do their job. And most of those people don't live in Cleveland.
He says producers often prefer to hire locals because it's cheaper than flying out a crew. So if Cleveland's going to grow as a production destination, that crew base needs to grow with it.
So this is the main entrance here.
One person looking to help fill that talent pool is Frederick Leahy. He heads up Cleveland State University's brand new School of Film and Media Arts. It recently started construction on a 36,000-square-foot campus downtown.
And right over here is Studio B, which will be a broadcast studio.
When it's done, he says the space will be tricked out with high-end production facilities.
Sound stages, ADR, Foley, motion capture.
The state's kicking in about $7.5 million to help launch the school. And Leahy says it's a worthy investment. With studios and streaming services investing billions in new content, he says it's a chance for Northeast Ohio to diversify its economy.
Creative content is what there is a market for. And it's not the same as building cars, but you don't need big smelters for creative content.
But it's not clear how much of that content will come here. According to the Greater Cleveland Film Commission, only 8 productions shot in this area last year. 2 of those were commercials, and another was an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
We're all going to Cleveland!
Wait, are you guys so excited?
So what gives? The Film Commission's Ivan Schwartz says,
we're held hostage by the low incentive.
Schwartz has been lobbying state lawmakers to raise the annual cap for film incentives from the current $40 million a year to $100 million. He's also talking to private developers about building a studio complex near downtown, a place where big projects can come and shoot year-round. Anthony Russo, who's a filmmaker and Cleveland native, says he likes the idea.
There's a lot of strong regional film production centers, and it's like there's no reason why Cleveland can't be one of them.
Although he shot his last 3 movies in Atlanta, he says he'd gladly move production up north if the infrastructure were here.
Please quiet on set. Roll sound.
Back at Cuyahoga Community College, Tyra Cheney is halfway through a 12-hour production day. She says working on the film set has been both exhausting and yet kind of exhilarating.
Like running a marathon. And then, imagine winning an Oscar.
And when I ask what's next for her, she says she's heard about a production assistant gig in New York. So, if she can't find work in Cleveland, she may pick up and leave.
Good. Cut. Print that.
Good. Cutting.
For Here Now, I'm Adrian Ma.